K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, it's Drew. How's it going?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Well, I was just calling about this date I went on with Ashley. It was super fun. I was super excited about it. And, like, our moms have known each other for a while, so, like, we kind of knew each other a little bit.
Mom introduction.
I thought it was, yeah. I thought it was kind of hot that she offered to drive us to see Star Wars.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, all right, woman in charge. I can go with that. And I thought we had a great time, but then she just kind of like ghosted on me, you know?
Ghosted?
So, yeah.
Huh. Now that's wrong, especially if your moms are like friends.
Yeah, totally. Because they're going to see each other a lot. You know what I mean?
So, and you didn't get any insight from one of the moms? Your mom, her mom, nothing?
No. I mean, you know, my mom just, you know, reminds me to do my laundry, basically.
Oh. All right.
Good one, Drew.
Yeah. Did you say your name?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Said, yeah.
Okay. Well, then hold on just a second here, Drew. We're gonna get Ashley's phone number off the air. We'll call her. We'll find out why she, as you called it, ghosted on you.
Yeah.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Drew, Fry and I have not seen Star Wars. How
nope,
was it?
We have not.
It was awesome. I mean, it was totally awesome. I don't know. You know, I was a little worried because, you know, the prequels sucked.
Wow, there you go.
He's being honest,
is that
right?
All that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know anything about it. So.
Everybody knows they did. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's funny. All right, Drew. Well, hold on a second here. Finishing up dialing Ashley's number here. Be real quiet. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on here, okay?
All right, cool.
Hello?
Hi, is Ashley available?
Yes, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, what's happening, Ashley?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah.
Hey, do you have a couple seconds that we can chat with you?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, Ashley, we got a phone call just a little bit ago from somebody that was asking for our help.
Yep. Does Drew ring a bell?
Yes. Yes, Drew rings a bell.
Oh. Is this good or bad?
I think you'll be able to tell. I'm glad that he called in. It was an interesting experience.
Oh, so you're familiar with second date then?
Yes.
Oh, there you okay. go. Oh, would you care to share your experience?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it was pretty unexpected. We've known each other for basically our whole lives, and you know, I was kind of hoping that it would go somewhere because we have that history and our moms know each other. But he ended up being super controlling and has a lot of really bad habits. So I'm glad I found that out.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what happened? Well, you said you drove, right? You drove?
Yeah. So I picked him up and we went to go see Star Wars at the Ray Cinema.
Oh, okay.
And which was fine. We had a great time at the movie. And then we went to Steak and Shake after.
One of my faves.
Yeah. And that's where things got really weird. I don't know how to say it other than that he is super opinionated and questioned basically every decision I made. He made fun of me for eating gummy bears at the movie. And then we get to the restaurant and he starts giving me about my order.
What?
In front of the waitress.
What'd you get?
Wait a minute.
I just got like a patty melt and fries.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
What
we love. That's...
He was even saying something to the waitress?
Yeah, but he actually said, oh, Ashley has no taste. She doesn't want that. And then he ordered something else for me.
What? Like he reordered?
Yeah. So, you know, we start arguing in front of everyone and I got really upset and kind of jumped up and ended up spilling my pop all over myself. And I was super frustrated. So I ran into the restroom, was trying to calm down. And I get back to the table and fucking changed my order again.
He changed it again?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's about how I feel about it.
That's just like, are you kidding me? I mean, that's hilarious.
I know. I mean, like, how controlling and insensitive is that?
Ashley, that's Drew.
There's Drew. I mean, you know how this works. There he is.
That's not us. That's Drew.
Yeah.
You know he's on the phone.
Really, Ash? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, gummy bears are for, like, four-year-olds.
Oh.
Okay?
I like gummy bears.
Yeah, but, like, at some point, you got to give it up. And I'm so,
I can eat whatever I want. Look, no one's going to tell me what I'm trying to order.
Like I do. You know, you'd learn to put some sriracha on your burger or something, you know?
Okay, look, Drew, you can do whatever you want with what you're eating, but you don't tell a girl to change her order. You don't tell her how to make
decisions. You're changing your mind every 2 seconds. I can't help that. At some point, it's like the waitress is going to be there to, like, you know, then 2017 if I don't make a decision.
Wow.
I'd already made a decision. You're the one who's changing the decision and contradicting what I'm telling her.
Yeah, but
you know what,
I mean, I don't believe
what
that,
wait,
you know,
what
like
else?
The radio station.
What?
From in my car. From K99 to some, like, hip-hop station.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm just trying to open up your mind a little bit and expand your horizons, okay? I can't help it if you don't like other kinds of music. I mean, you get stuck in your own way and it's a bunch of bull.
Oh,
wow.
Fun of someone for what they like. I don't know what your problem is. I can't believe I didn't know this about you before now.
I can't believe you're so, like, idiotic. I mean, you can't make a choice. And, you know,
this is,
I'll tell you what, let's make a choice right here for us.
Like Steak
let's
and Shake
and
all
yeah.
over again with
you know,
the arguing.
I know they say women's brains are smaller, but, like, come on,
normally we offer a second date here, but nah.
Right now. We're not seeing each other again.
Yeah,
there
we
you
agree.
Go. There
no.
you go.
We agree.
Now that I know that she's a complete moron, I don't want to have anything.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I can't wait to tell your mom about this.
Oh, man.
Pot kettle black.
Tell your mom about this.
This is crazy.
Probably already knows.
All right, guys. Hey, we're going to referee it here.
Call truce.
Yes. Back to your corners.
Just to confirm, no second date?
No second date, right?
No second date.
No. No,
wow.
Not.
Okay. Well, good luck with your moms.
Yeah, yeah.
Or each other's moms, or however that's going to work.
Thanks.